USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form over 100,000 additional units.
Fearful of infection rates spiking, health officials and lawmakers in many parts of the country have said they are in dire need of the ventilators, particularly as the United States surpassed 100,000 coronavirus cases, the most of any country in the world. Trump announced that Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Reverend Joseph E. Lowry fought to end segregation, lived to see the election of the country's first black president, and echoed the call for justice to roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream in America. For more than four decades after the death of the Reverend Martin Luther King, the fiery Alabama preacher was on the front line of the battle for equality. Lowry died at the age of 98. He died from natural causes unrelated to the coronavirus outbreak. Distillery owners across the country are starting to produce hand sanitizer as the coronavirus causes nationwide shortage of this and other products. Stephen D'Angelo, founder of Brooklyn-based gin distillery Greenhook Ginsmiths, has been producing hand sanitizer for 3 weeks. Even though it's nothing like their core product, D'Angelo is selling bulk quantities of the sanitizer to hospitals for less than the wholesale price of Purell. Over the next few weeks, he expects to produce 10,032.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Eye doctors are now issuing coronavirus advice, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The American Academy of Ophthalmologists urging people who wear contacts to switch to glasses during the coronavirus outbreak. They say people who wear contacts touch their faces and eyes several times a day, putting in the contacts, adjusting them, and taking them out. And that increases the risk of virus droplets getting into the eyes, either through someone coughing or sneezing or touching a surface that has the virus and then touching your eyes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Players agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball that would preserve their service time in the event that this season is canceled because of the coronavirus, but left open details of what a configured schedule might look like. As part of the agreement approved by the union, players will not challenge the loss of their salaries if no games are played this year. Management will advance $170 million in salary payments over the first 60 days of the original schedule, and that money does not have to be returned if the season is canceled. Player salaries this year are expected to be roughly $4 billion. Management was given the right to cut the amateur draft in both 2020 and 2021 to freeze the values of signing bonus money at 2019 levels. Opening day was supposed to be this weekend, but was pushed back to mid-May at the earliest because of the virus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.